Hey guys, this episode is being brought to you by Tristan Walker and the great people over at Bevel. If you or anyone you know is interested in a fantastic shaving experience, for those of you who have coarse curly hair, sensitive skin, things like that, Negro problems and whatnot, then I suggest you go over to getbevel.com, use code THEREAD and get 20% off your first order. Bevel is a fantastic product. It works really well. I have gotten one for myself and for friends and family. So check it out. Get yourself a clean, nice shave and do things right. And let's start the show. Here we are.
Amen. What a blessing.
A little early this week because I have shit to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous you get to be in LA.
Well, you know, if you cannot be here, then
why not?
Why not?
Do you have a cold? What is it?
I'm like working through a cold, I think. I felt weird this weekend and I just immediately started shoving Zicam and Airborne into my face. So I think that I kind of shut shit down, but we'll see. Okay. Anything can happen. But I'm hoping that it'll be fine because I have things to do again and nobody wants to be sick.
Take some apple cider vinegar shots tonight before you get on the plane.
I did that as well.
Okay.
I've been drinking it with warm water and I just don't have time to be sick. Nobody wants to be sick.
It's so real. Everybody's sniffling now. So, but anyway.
It's ridiculous. Happy Black History Month.
Yes. Welcome to the read and Black History Month at the same damn time.
That still happens.
Oh, man. I should have done like a Black History fact. I can't believe I didn't even think to do that.
Yeah, I've had like maybe I should do something extra special for Black History Month too on the show, but
I mean, we're pretty black every week, so
I mean, I was gonna say that like we're black and love it,
yeah,
and all things black, so
like super black. We are extra Negro at all times, so
the rest is just history,
yeah.
But Black excellence this week, I'm gonna give to a young man by the name of Michael J. Feeney. He just recently passed away on Sunday, but he was a reporter from the New York Daily News. He also wrote for the Associated Press. He got the National Association of Black Journalists Emerging Journalist of the Year Award in 2010, and he was the president of the New York Association of Black Journalists up until December of last year. He was just about to go work for CNN.com, I think, in Atlanta. I met him like one time at a house party and he was just incredibly nice. And you know that I don't like anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't really.
Yeah, no, you really don't.
But he was like a really nice person and I could see that he was doing like really great work. He was mentoring young people and that sort of thing. So I heard about him passing. I thought that was really sad. So
man, tragic. Rest in peace to that young man.
Absolutely.
A brother doing good things.
So yeah.
That's sad.
So this week in dramatics and more.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start. Let's just talk about Anti. Because Rihanna put this album out like
as soon as we left.
4 minutes after we finished this.
I was like, really, bitch?
Like, whatever, fine. Okay. And it wasn't even like it leaked, so it didn't. It wasn't really supposed to come out, I think, when it right. did, but apparently it leaked and people are saying that this person leaked and that person leaked it. It was Tidal. It was Universal. It was Rita Ora. It was Chris Brown. It was all these different people who leaked it. Who cares? Whatever.
It was probably Rita Ora.
It might have been. But either way, it came out on Tidal exclusively at first, like as the leak happened.
Right.
She put out like a code for fans to go and download it for free. I think a lot of people were confused and thought that only Samsung users mm-hmm. could download it, but I definitely downloaded it for free with that code.
Oh, did you really?
And I ain't got nobody Samsung. So the well, shit was just free. But I mean, I bought it anyway when it came out on iTunes. I like it. I think it's a pretty good sound for her.
I like the album, but it is not like my favorite Rihanna album at all. I think overall it's good. And I am a fan of like kind of this more mature sound in her music. Like I'm not saying that you have to make drugs and alcohol party music like all your life just because you did that when you were young. But as far as like my favorite Rihanna albums go, this one is not, I mean, it's not going to touch Loud just at all, period. But I can say it's like the music is good for the most part. I like the songs.
I feel like for me, I'm just going to stop saying things are my favorite album. And I have to give this like at least a year and then look back and be like, okay, before I say anything about it being my favorite album.
What's your favorite song on it? Or do you have one? I don't know.
I think Consideration is my favorite song.
Okay. I like the one with SZA. I was surprised. I don't know why to see SZA's.
That's Consideration.
Oh, just kidding. Haha. So.
And shout out to her.
That's
I thought
the
that
one
was
I like.
Amazing. Out of, there was two features on the album, Drake and SZA. And
right.
SZA was the opening track. And I thought that that was fantastic.
It is.
So, you know, congratulations to you, Miss Girl.
Like
big
as soon
fan.
As, I mean, I felt so stupid because we had just been sitting there talking for 20 minutes about how I'm not going to listen to nothing else until the album comes out. And then literally like 3 hours later, there it was. So, and I turned my title right back on. Like I promised I would. Like I gave her her money. So.
So I guess that's one of those moments where being like one of seven people who still pays for title pays off because I was like, oh, here it is. I can just stream it since it's available now. But
so I wonder what she took off the album. Really, when I was listening to it, I was like, I wonder what didn't make it. Like, what songs were on there and then removed, or what had too much Kanye on it and she decided to put it off, because I've heard some songs on Aunt Sia's album that were allegedly written for Rihanna that sounded pretty good. So.
Oh, I haven't even listened to that yet.
I like a few tracks on it. Sia's overall not my personal style. I tend to like her more as a songwriter than an artist, but it's not bad. That Reaper especially I think is really good, but I don't know.
I think I like Sia more as an artist than a... Well, I like her as both, but every time she's written a song for an artist and they sing it, I'm always just like, this is Sia's song. You don't even have to tell me that this is Sia's song.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're singing like her.
Yeah. I definitely get that.
I mean, whatever. I thought that the album was cute. You know, it sounds like she made an album that she wanted to make, like as close to her four as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. Speaking of which, please stop trying to pit Rihanna and Beyonce against each other. Like,
Why is that still happening?
I don't know, but I just want to remind you all that regardless of who sells what, Blue Ivy is getting her nails done this weekend and the weekend after. And that's just how it works. Like, and every weekend
the
after
schedule
that,
will continue.
Whether it's her mama sales, Rihanna sales, who at, like,
it doesn't really matter, you guys.
She's getting cheese on her burger.
Blue Ivy has $20 for her pedicure every week.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So, I mean
I wasn't,
that.
I didn't feel strongly about it like I thought I would. And so,
I really hope people don't
take that as like shade or anything, because I don't think it's bad. It's just not for me.
I really liked it. I thought, I was like really impressed because I didn't know what to expect. And I really did enjoy the majority of it. And I like the reaction from people seemed like they either loved it or they hated it. It didn't seem like anybody was really in between on it.
Yeah,
but
there's a couple songs that I was just like, oh, instantly, no ma'am, I don't ever need to hear this again. But for the most part, it's pretty good.
A lot of people have been trying to give the album flack because it debuted at like number 27 on Billboard, and they say that it allegedly sold like 460 copies or something like that. And I'm like, ooh. Well, if you use your brain like the one that God put inside of your skull,
okay,
then you would realize that A, she gave the album away for free. B, it was streaming on Tidal for quite a bit. Like, the sales aren't going to, and it was out for like 60 seconds. It hasn't even been a full week yet.
I was going to say, when did Tidal put it out versus when did the sales week end? Because it sounds like it couldn't have been on sale for longer than a day or so.
Right.
Based
the numbers, were
right.
Like 3 hours or something. So,
so why even mention it?
Like, just shut up. I don't even, like, Stan Wars is starting to get, not even starting, it's just boring and fickle, and I feel like I'm just maybe too old. Like, I'm more worried about my joints and things
right.
than
Well,
Stan
sales
Wars.
Are just, when I say I don't care about sales, it doesn't just apply to Beyonce. I don't care about sales, period. Like, it's nice to have, obviously, a high-selling album, and when somebody comes through like Adele does and just snatches everybody's wigs on Billboard for 3 months, then obviously you're going to pay attention to that. But mm-hmm. the quality of the album is there regardless of whether you niggas like it or buy it. So,
and there's a whole lot of shit out here to be number
sales
one.
Are not, I just can't. Like, it's impressive to say, oh, all my albums debuted at number one or whatever, but girl, that's not, it's not the end-all, be-all.
If I feel like you deserve it, then I'm going to give you a hand clap. Otherwise, I don't care. There's plenty of songs that are number one or albums that are number one from people I don't know about or don't care or don't respect or whatever. It's just like,
Because something called Snapchat Me That Pussy is number one on the urban charts. So whatever, just goes to show. Okay. You niggas will let anything win. So.
So Rita Ora is apparently a person that was on Roc Nation as well. Apparently she made music there once upon a time.
I don't believe that ever actually happened, though.
She is now suing Roc Nation to get out of her contract because she apparently feels like they have not done anything with her career, which
is true.
Sounds pretty factual, since what do you do?
Hey, Debbie girl, are we pretending that you weren't supposed to be the Rihanna replacement and then Rihanna decided that she wanted to work?
This.
Right. So
we've been over this.
What is even all right?
Like, your whole kind of a career and existence over at Roc Nation was kind of like a reminder to Rihanna. And she quickly told Chris Brown that he could go right back to the skate park or go back to
as soon as she saw some light-skinned bitch, she was like, oh, no.
No, they did not go get some other beige girl to come out here with red lipstick on and try to...
No, the fuck they did.
I'm actually going to get back in the studio.
Yes.
So, this here says that Jay-Z, our readers... Rita Ora's lawyers are claiming that Jay-Z said that, you know, she can get out of her contract if she wants to, but Sony Music is saying, not only are they saying, no, girl.
Okay.
We're not letting you out of your contract, but they're also countersuing her for $2.3 million and I've seen $2.4 million, but regardless, it's right. Something. Ain't got it.
I ain't got it neither, shit.
And they say that she owes them 5 albums and has only put out one.
Oh, shit.
That has to be like Black China levels of petty, because
damn,
they have to know that we don't want them.
Yeah,
so
they do.
Just
and
leave her alone.
Like, why do I've never understood why labels do that? Like, hold on to artists that nobody wants to hear anything from. Like, just please let that sorry nigga go. Like, I mean, but I get wanting your money back. So if they fronted her something and she just been out here spending these millions over the past few years, like, oh, la-da-da, I'll make it up when I put out an album and then never did. Like, girl, obviously they're going to want their money. But this is just a messy situation.
I don't know enough about this situation to properly comment on it. All I can say is that Roc Nation, Sony Music, Jay-Z, Memphis Bleek, whoever's listening,
okay.
I don't want it. I'm not interested, and I feel like I speak for like the vast majority of people with ears when I say that. So
right. So if this means Rita Ora is going to be putting out an album, then who is Sony do I need to cuss out? Because it sounds like y'all are forcing her hand, and I didn't ask for this, and I don't want it, and I will reject it. So don't put it out.
Like, you're actually putting her in a really, you're putting all of us in a very complicated space,
yes,
actually, because like,
exactly.
You're suing this woman for something that nobody wants or cares about, and it just seems like inhuman. Seems inhuman.
It's like, why don't y'all just let her go so we can all just end this and move on with our lives? Because we didn't need this little girl. And let Rita Ora be a lesson to all of us to not be so quick to jump up and take over, you know, in a space where we were clearly just supposed to be the replacement. Like, let's not get so ahead of ourselves and settle for being second best, because look what happens.
In all honesty, Rita Ora is beautiful. Rita Ora actually has a very nice voice. Rita Ora just does nothing with her beauty or voice to make me care. Mm-hmm. I just don't. And it's not like, and I listened to that one album that she had too, and I don't like it. So it's not like,
I was going
to
say, you're not enthusiastic.
It's not even like I'm just trying to be shady for shade's sake. Like, I really have paid enough attention to this girl to the, but it's almost like Tinashe or Tina She or what, however you say
now, she's
that.
On a song with Snake Hips that's good, but that All My Friends Are Wasted song.
The song with Chance the Rapper on
it
too.
I like it.
I like that song too,
yeah.
But that's not her song.
Oh, well, I'm thinking like maybe she could increase her appeal, and Rita Ora too. This is where Rita Ora has gone wrong, is with features. Like, the singles you put out as features with other people are terrible and they flop horrifically, and you work with people like Iggy Azalea and then wonder why shit don't go nowhere.
Oh, God.
Like, remember that song she did with Iggy Azalea?
That was probably the most notable thing that she's done musically in her life.
And it was terrible, and it was just so bad.
Honestly,
so.
Like, I actually challenged someone to inform me of a song that Reed Orr has participated in was more successful than that. And that went where? You know, so I'm saying this, you know, like, you can't force me to care. I try to give these girls the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And she's just never produced anything. And I'm just like, oh yeah, this is it. No, I can see let why her go home. She should stick around.
Let her go home.
No, absolutely not.
I don't need her. Thanks, OJ.
So Blac Chyna apparently was arrested.
Oh, God. I feel like so much has happened in that week since we talked about them. And I just...
In Austin, Texas, for public intoxication and drug possession, the drug being ecstasy. According to TMZ, which probably stands for, I don't know, tits making zits.
Okay.
That
sure.
doesn't make any sense, but I just wanted to say something awful.
Okay.
Because I hate them.
All right.
Austin County Sheriff's found two ecstasy pills in her purse. She was apparently at a bar somewhere in the airport trying to get liquored up. She was on a Xan and admitted that she was on a Xan and stopped getting... The bartender stopped serving her, and then she was allegedly acting belligerent, and then...
Oh, girl.
I read that she, like, said fuck all use of her motor skills.
Okay.
When she was getting arrested, and she was just like, no, I'm just gonna lay here on the ground. Like,
oh, so she just went dead.
Yeah, like went limp and
like toddlers do.
Drag her like a Pomeranian like, at the vet.
When kids decide they're not getting up anymore and they aren't walking and there's nothing you can do.
This is where I'm gonna stop.
Okay. But you're a grown ass lady, so what are you doing, ma'am? Get your ass up.
So she went to jail, and apparently Rob K.
Okay.
Drove 20 hours to go pick
her up.
No,
he didn't.
Pick her up from the jail and take her home.
What?
So.
20 hours from what do you mean, from California to Austin, Texas?
I guess, girl.
What part of California was it? You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. That part is just.
So we can shade these motherfuckers all we want, but a good percentage of y'all niggas won't even pick you up from work. So, I don't know.
Right. I mean, Rob Kardashian may not be as fine as he used to be, but he did cross state lines to get your sorry ass out of jail. That
he
means
he needs
something.
To CrossFit. Because if he does that, and this is no shade.
You're so clever.
If he does that, like, he would be on, like, some A1 shit. Because I remember when Rob Kardashian, like, was thinner,
fine.
He was, like, really attractive.
He was definitely fine.
And so, I don't know what's going on with him. I haven't seen anything Rob Kardashian related in forever.
Why not? He sells socks and ties, I think, or he used to. Maybe
they
he
let
doesn't
him
do that
anymore.
Yes. Kim decided he can be banished to the corner to sew out some accessories.
I
nothing
thought that he wasn't
further.
Allowed.
No, he's allowed to produce things to wear and nothing else. It is just... I don't plan on devoting any time or attention to this relationship. Kind of like Russell Wilson and Ciara. I don't really believe it. I kind of feel like it's just here for attention and media and something for niggas to talk about. I'm not going to invest myself in these two crazy motherfuckers. Y'all want to run around being goofy for TMZ? That's y'all's business. Okay, girl.
I mean, have a great time. I don't know.
I was just marginally entertained last week by, like, the perfect storm of bullshit that you motherfuckers were going through. But listen, I'm weary. I don't need Kardashian news every other day in my life. So.
Just.
But all right, girl.
Turning y'all 1099s or whatever the fuck. I don't know what's going on over there in Kris Jenner land.
I feel like it's all orchestrated. Like, nothing is really
Everything.
Real. Nothing that you see.
I said I'm sure she's getting a cut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody involved is getting a cut. Like, I don't even think the Kardashians mention your name without casting you first and making sure you sign the NDA and the contract and all that. Like, it's all orchestrated. Every single thing that everybody in that family does is fake and done for reactions. Why? I wish you wouldn't look so woebegone.
They're just so exhausting. Like, everything about them is tired. I'm just like, and you know what? Shout out to the quarterback of the Kardashians over there making peace with these other girls out here because she's tired of her husband and father of her two goddamn kids constantly talking about his ex-girlfriend and embarrassing her motherfucking ass on the internet. So, why
is I doubt
choice.
She actually... That whole, you mean the picture of Amber and Kim together?
Like, what are you doing?
What does that even
Fuck
mean?
Off.
What does this even mean?
What is this? Like, what? Okay.
What are you trying to say with this? Like, are we supposed to believe y'all are friends now? Like, right. Oh, the hatchet is... Like, the issue was never between the two of you anywhere. Anyway, I want to see a picture of Wiz and Kanye. I want to hear that conversation.
Well, like, it started as some shit between the two of them or whatever. But, I mean, I just don't... I don't know what you want me to say about this. Like, so y'all are good now, and you took a photo together, and your hair is braided, and hers is gone, and y'all are just at the party. Great. Function. Turn up. It's lit. Right. Bottles for everybody. Like, I don't know.
And so what? Y'all won't be the first two girls to bond over a nigga saying something stupid about one or both of you.
Like, all I know is that when Black China pulls up to the house with her deviled eggs, then you behoves better let her in the fucking house. And that's all there is to it.
Black China's not getting through the door until she gets pregnant.
She absolutely needs to.
I don't think it's happening. I really don't. Because of the whole Kylie thing. I really think that's it. Like,
first of all, Kylie stole her man. Secondly,
well, Kylie was like 12, so
Kim did the same thing.
Well, listen, and it's all a wonder that Amber and it actually made me wonder about Amber Rose, because how are you even still talking to this bitch, like showing up anywhere to take a photo with this bitch when you said she did this and that and sent Kanye nudes while y'all were together? And
because here we are, our two black asses, talking about it. That's why.
Yes, so that we will talk about it, so that y'all will talk about it, so that their names will stay on the site.
I just...
We don't have to do this. You know, remember last year when we had that Kardashian ban, or whenever it was, that we didn't talk about them for like a year? That was a good time. We can bring that back. We don't have to do this no more.
I just don't understand. The global influence and just the obsession is just so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say about that. Like, just please sell your lip gloss and apps and leggings, tummy tees, your portable teeth whiteners. And things of that nature, because I just don't know what else to make of this. I'm so sorry. I wish I had some really fun, witty things to say about these things, but I promise you, I don't.
Well, I mean, when you know it's fake, how much commentary are you really expected to give on it anyway? Like,
honestly, it's like Love and Hip Hop. Like, I can't do it anymore. Yes, don't say like anything else to me about Love and Hip Hop. I'm not interested. I'm not watching that shit. I'm not participating in any more of that fuckery. Like, they have taken it above and beyond to keep this shit going, and it's ridiculous at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if Kris Jenner is a consultant for that program as well, because now what is the chocolate queen from Hollywood, Milan, is apparently dating Monice now, and he's saying
Monice
feels like
the single mother with the Raspy, that
you,
girl.
Don't you have to be what? Like, for you to be a single mother, you have to take care of the baby, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't say custodial.
Okay, well.
Wait a minute, but that gay nigga is... Okay, so y'all will do anything for a check. Anything. Anything.
Fuck off.
Because that young lady, Milan, is certainly nobody's heterosexual, and I'm not... Normally, I don't try to tell nobody who you can or can't be attracted to, but I know you're not giving no dick to no woman. I just know that that's not happening. So stop this.
And even if you feel like, you know what, you're going to experiment with sushi, that's your goddamn business. I just don't care. And I know that this is all a part of your quest to be on the next season.
Mm-hmm.
And have at it. Do whatever you want. I'm just not... watching.
Right.
I'm not. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to hear about it. It's not even fun when you know it's fake. It's not. It's right. Not even entertaining when you're like, okay, you know, here I am, and I came out to meet with self, and you know, I decided I was going to support my home girl that I just met 15 minutes ago. Right. We've been best friends for this 15 minutes, and we're going to go to, you know, etiquette classes with this girl who's pregnant by a nigga who's living with his side chick wife. All of y'all, leave me alone. Don't say, I don't include me.
And that doesn't even include like the whole Amina and Tara and Peter thing with the constant.
It absolutely does.
Like, it's just like, no, I mean, I'm just not saying you don't feel that way. I'm saying like, that's just the beginning of all the lies sold on Love and Hip Hop every week. And now it's like every reality show. It's like, they're not even, nobody's interested in being even remotely realistic anymore. And it's just like, how tired can y'all get?
And it's like, you won't even just annoy me on the show. You feel like you have to come and be in mentions, and people got to at me and tag me in all of these stories that you are telling and all these lies you're telling outside of the Monday night program. Like, I just don't care. Just please fuck off. Like, eat a plane.
So are you over all of the reality? Are you watching any of them?
I'm not watching any Love and Hip Hop shows.
Jocelyn and Stevie J.
Why would I ever do that? For what? What does Jocelyn Hernandez do?
I thought you were a fan of Jocelyn Hernandez.
I'm not Asante or Destin.
Oh, okay, never mind. I got the wrong one then.
That's right.
Okay. I'm sure one of them is
Jocelyn
watching
Hernandez
shit.
Does not do anything for a living.
Well, right. No, and I think Jocelyn and Stevie J probably taped that show a year and a half ago and it's just now airing, but I don't know why I thought you had a thing for her. You liked her. Never mind.
They go to Hollywood.
Wrong friend.
For what? Like, why?
Well, I mean, I watched a couple episodes of that, and it too is painfully fake. Like, to the point where I can't even continue to watch it for a shallow entertainment value, because all I see is some poor intern or production assistant or fresh out of college 20-something, drastically underpaid, sitting around a table writing this dumb shit for these stupid bitches to repeat back on TV and get a check for. Like, I don't really believe that any of y'all feel this way. And so it's hard to continue to watch it.
I feel like there is like their office is right around the corner from like a Shake Shack or something. And they just be like, you know what? I really just want to get the fuck. Like, I want to clock out early so that we can go to Shake Shack and go home. So what do we got? I don't know. Let's just make the queen straight now. All right. Okay, cool. We're going to do that. All right. You ready to go? All right. I'm going to go get my bacon cheeseburger. Like, it's just like...
Yes. Okay. Well, look, Kanye and Kim can leave us alone. Y'all can just leave us alone. And go away.
So, Coldplay and Beyonce put out this video for him for the weekend.
Oh, God.
And the video was shot in India. And featured many Indian dancers and beautiful women and music and things of that nature, and Beyonce wearing some Hindu attire that just does not belong to her faith. And so, you know, when the video came out, I actually saw like a clip of it before the complaining started, and I just closed it immediately as soon as I saw that shit on her head, because I was like,
nope.
Why would you? No.
Here, like, we go.
This is going to be a problem. And of all of the things that people try and shoot Beyonce down for, like, this one I can't defend. So I'm going to just log off.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do for you here.
Well, I mean, I also don't feel like it's my place to try to speak up and be like, oh, no, you shouldn't be offended, or you shouldn't feel no type of way about that video, because if you did, and you didn't like seeing this American woman in your traditional dress, then that's your right to feel that way. Like, absolutely. Who am I to tell you, oh, well, no, get over it. Beyonce can do whatever she wants to. And your bitch ass can just sit around and be mad about it. Like, okay, girl, you don't like it, you don't like it.
If that was almost anybody else, especially a white person, I would have been like, girl, what are you doing and why would you do that? Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, I thought that the fact that the video very clearly incorporated actual people in the city and, like, dancers and a famous Bollywood actress, like, I didn't think that appropriation is necessarily the correct term for this, but I knew when I saw it that people were going to be in their feelings about it, and that's why I was just like, okay.
Did the exact same thing. Like, she, I don't remember what the fuck that song was called, but she had a video that I'm pretty sure she shot somewhere. I don't know if it was India or where, but it was almost the exact same thing. And she had on, you know, the same kind of garments and jewelry and was trying
to
do these dances
and
stuff like that. And I was just like, why would you do this? Like, you can ride on an elephant and have all of these women dancing behind you and it still doesn't look great. So,
yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to defend it, but
I'm not personally offended because it's not my culture. But like I said to people, if you are offended, then I feel like that's fair and you have every right to. I'm just going to blame Coldplay.
Me too. Let's just make, and especially since this is not their first time doing something like this. I mean, even though Beyonce is clearly an adult and makes her own decisions, says yes or no to whatever she wants to. What do y'all want from me? It's been a hard ass week. I've had to deal with Kanye and Kim on my news feed every day. Like, come on, shit. Okay, yes.
Instagram,
Beyonce fucked up. Okay, yes.
Instagram needs to make a muting filter feature thing so that I can start muting, I don't know, hashtags or just a whole entire profiles or something so I cannot see that like Twitter does. Because it's very easy to just mute Kanye, Kardashian, China, things like that. So I never have to see them. But here they are right on Instagram every single day.
And is it like the same person? Can you just unfollow whoever it is that's posting the same stuff over and over? Or
no? You know what I can do, though? I can delete the app and just not use it.
I mean, that's a little drastic, but is it? Are you that annoyed? Like, it sounds like you're over your entire social media experience.
I'm not over my entire social media experience. I'm over like famous people doing the most in the name of like attention and all of this. Like, I'm not even gonna front, like, pop culture is so fucking corny right now. Mm-hmm. It's so corny because people can't just be talented or be good at what they do. Like, they have to go above and beyond and be like, no, bitch, the earth is flat. It looks just like a Connect Four game. Or it's like what?
Is this what you have to say to get people to pay attention to you?
Right. You can't just be like, oh, hey, my music is out and hopefully you like it or you don't, and let that shit speak for it. You can't just shoot a music video mm-hmm. or just be good at something. Like, you have to go and say some shit about waves or the next thing. It's like, oh my God, like, how could I have absolutely nothing and be
happier, more content with myself and more satisfied and like more confident in my own work? I feel like so many of these people, maybe it's like a thing where you get to a certain level of fame and then you just kind of lose your confidence in your ability to do things. Like, maybe your happiness depends on other people's reaction to your art instead of the fact that you made it in the first place. I don't know. But all you niggas doing the absolute most just to get somebody to say your name is tired and old to me. And the sad thing is that there are so many musicians and artists out there who are just focusing on the work and putting out the work, and they don't get the attention they deserve because it's too many of y'all loud ass, underachieving, yelling ass motherfuckers taking up all the space.
Well,
so are we just, I mean, we don't have to do like, if, because it really sounds like you're over it. We don't think we have to do like no whole.
Well, I'm trying to like breathe through my mouth.
45 minutes of hot topics.
I'm trying to breathe through my mouth since I can't necessarily breathe through my nose and speak at the same time. And so like, I'm just annoyed. I don't even give a shit. And I know people have been like, y'all are always talking about how you don't care about this stuff. If you don't care about it, then why are you even talking about it? How about you suck my dick for Black History Month? How about you do that?
What the hell?
You ashy neck bitch. Anybody ask you for your motherfucking opinion, ho?
What the fuck?
So there's that. Oh, okay. Drake put out a song.
You've been waiting to get that out.
Where he was, he came for Meek Mill again, which that is boring. And like, you won.
It's over.
There is not a single person on earth besides Nicki Minaj's girlfriend that feel like you lost that bet. Like, you won. So that is boring. Apparently, people feel like he took shots at Barack Obama on the song because Barack Obama said something about him.
What?
I think somebody asked him, who's better, Drake or Kendrick Lamar? Yeah. He said Kendrick, which...
He said Drake was the better entertainer and Kendrick was the better artist, which is true. So what the hell is even the issue?
I don't feel like the line was a shot at Barack Obama anyway. All he said was, like, tell Obama that my verses are like the windows in his car or some shit like that. They bulletproof. I don't know. Something. Whatever. Light skin rap nigga antics. He also came for some nigga named Tory Lanez.
Oh, I know Tory Lanez.
Who in the hell is that?
Wait, he came for Tory Lanez? I thought he tried to sign Tory. Oh, never mind. That's Bryson Tiller. So Tory Lanez is the little boy who redid Brownstone. Say it. You gonna have to do more than just say it. You gonna have to do this when you do it.
No, prove it. Wait, doesn't Tory Lanez have a song with Trina?
Whoa, excuse me.
I feel like that's the only reason I like recognize the name. But if that's not who I'm thinking of, then I have no idea who this
no.
nigga is. Yes, Fuck Love, the song that Trina put out last year features Tory Lanez.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
Well, I've never heard that one, but.
Shout out to the baddest, because that's the only reason I heard of this nigga. But apparently they don't see it for each other either. And I guess Tory Lanez is from Toronto. Canada, yeah. And they just don't see it for each other. Oh, I just feel like, can't y'all just leave each other alone, like, and just enjoy all your wealth? Nigga, your pool is bigger than Kanye West's and all of these things. Like, y'all just, like, just have a barbecue and just
Is it not enough to win? It's not enough to just win and have everything you ever wanted.
But you know what? Rap is, like, is extremely egotistical, and it's all about, like, nigga, I'm the best, and you are all my children and grandchildren and things of that nature. So, I mean, you know what? I guess. Have at it. I just don't understand. I'm just over here eating cereal and smoking and watching anime. Like, that's my day-to-day life. PlayStation 4.
That's all I want to do.
Rice Krispies. And a nap. Yeah. And that's it.
And just, what's wrong with that?
You know, so I just don't understand the lifestyles of the rich and the fucking famous. And I'm okay with that. Because as long as I've got chicken and I've got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else.
Exactly. As long as I'm happy by myself, then I don't need all the extra. And if you got to be rich and famous, and if being rich and famous turns you into this type of person where you constantly worried about what the next nigga is doing, you can pass me right on by. Because one of my favorite things about myself is that I'll never give a fuck about anybody else. Like, as far as what your work or your career is doing, like, good for you, whatever you're doing, but I'm worried about me.
Yeah, like, please don't get it twisted. I'm like this about pretty much everything. Like, my opinion, this isn't even just about celebrities. Like, most things I look at and I just kind of roll my eyes and turn around and walk away.
Sure.
So it's not like this is just me, this is who I am. Most of the time I'm thinking, you know what, my time would be better spent doing something else. And that something else is usually laying down on my couch and watching my television that I paid for.
Maybe we need a break from doing the show, like the read itself. Maybe we're just burnt out on pop culture and we need to take a while, like a break from even talking about
it. Maybe people need
week.
To just use their good goddamn common motherfucking black ass earthly fucking sense. Whoa. Maybe that's what girls need to do.
Okay.
Maybe right. That's all it is. All because right. Ain't nobody gonna stop me from getting my motherfucking checks just because these hoes stupid. Like, y'all bitches is just dumb. That's all that it is. You're just dumb. You're just dumb. And that's not my fault. That's not my fault. It's not my ministry. It's not anything about it. Like, you know what? Kia said to me that family.
You and Kia.
Family is the first ministry. It really is. Yeah, and course. I said, you know what? That is something that I really understand and I identify with. You know, it is your mom and daddy's fault. It's their place, your parent or guardian, to shape you up into the bitch that you needed to be. And if they didn't, girl, that's on you and them.
Okay.
So I just don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm always going to be here to be the Squidward of your motherfucking life and let you know that you hoes is aggravating. And if you don't like it, guess where you can kiss? The fattest section of my big black ass.
Okay.
So with that being said.
How delightful. Let's take a break. Or are you done?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay.
So this week's episode is being brought to you by Bevel and Tristan Walker and the great people over there making sure that your face is nice and smooth and clean. If you don't know, Bevel is a shaving system made for people with coarse, curly hair, sensitive skin. So black men, women, people, folks, if that is you, then I definitely suggest that you check this product out. It's absolutely amazing. It comes with all kinds of balms and moisturizers and a great straight razor and brush and things like that for you to take care of your face and skin. It works wonderful. It uses like gravity and all kinds of scientific shit to make sure that your face is smooth and the razor cuts beneath the hair.
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Science.
Science. And it's fantastic. And I've seen a lot of you posting photos of your Bevel kits and things like that. So shout out to you. Crystal, I'll tell you some more.
Yes, my brother thinks that he's not getting another Bevel this year for his birthday. He is, because it gives such a great shave, like Kid Fury said. And men, women, regardless of your gender identity or sexual orientation, whatever it is you may identify as, can find relief with the Bevel razor. So get started today at getbevel.com. That's getbevel.com and use promo code 3 to get 20% off your first month. That's getbevel.com. It's time to shave smarter and sexier with Bevel and the Reed. And now let's get back to the show.
So we're back and it's time for letters.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and may just read it on the show. Our very first letter comes from someone who wants to be called Unknown. And he says, recently I met this guy at the club. He was light-skinned and tall, so I was interested.
Wow.
We started chit-chatting or whatever, and a week later he invited me to his house. I was hype and took care of myself in advance and stuff, but when I got to his house, I was shocked because it was filthy, like he just didn't give a fuck. Filthy shit was everywhere, and I even think I saw a roach run past me and out the front door. I was immediately over it, and I asked him, why would you invite me over here with your house looking like this? And he came at me like I was in the wrong, saying that that's what's wrong with bottoms, and I needed to get over myself because I'm not that cute. I told him that he needed to love himself more, and I left. But my question is, what would you guys have done in the situation, and should I have reacted differently? P.S. Are you ever going to come to Washington State? Thanks for reading. We've actually already been to Washington State, but I think we may go back at some point, maybe during this year. So we'll see. But Unknown,
you did the right thing.
And
actually, you were much nicer about it than I would have been.
How do you even, you know what? I think I'm just as puzzled as you must have been, because if I invite somebody over to my house and we've been talking on like some dating type shit, the last thing that I'm going to bring you into is my house looking its worst, like dishes everywhere and laundry and shit. Like, who even does this? I don't even get who the fuck like acts like this, but consider it a blessing that you got away from this nigga when you did.
I don't like having anybody in my house when it's super messy.
Right. Like, I don't even like being in my house when it's messy.
So I definitely wouldn't invite no fucking date over to the fucking house and it's messy. Like, if you would allow me to come into your living space and it's messy,
right,
and you just don't care, like, I can't imagine what's going on like on your skin and like a microscopic level.
Yeah.
Like on, and then on the inside as well.
Right.
And like, I just don't like, my interest is going to go straight out the window. Like the roaches.
Almost immediately.
I'm
right.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to be kind. And furthermore, how dare you disrespect the plight of a bottom where you don't even know how to clean up your own motherfucking home? Like, are you serious? Like, so niggas gotta like be drinking chicken broth all day and rinse out their motherfucking ass and come over to your motherfucking house to get fucking plunged and penetrated and all this shit.
Yikes.
And you can't even sweep some shit up. You can't even get a fucking Swiffer duster or some shit and act like you have some fucking training at home.
Right.
Like,
that's,
you can't
real,
do
though.
Nothing.
If I starve myself all day and then I get to your house and it's filthy, like roach level filthy, I'm cussing you out because I'm hungry and I thought I was getting some dick and now I'm not, because I can't sleep with you and your house looks like this. I can't do it to myself. I can't. Because, like, I know your balls are nasty. It's not even
not
a question.
That serious to be.
It's not.
Fucking around and getting tetanus, trying to get some dick. No, that's not gonna happen. And so let this actually be a lesson to your dirty motherfucking ass. The next time you try and invite somebody over here, clean this shit up.
And he told you to get over it because you're not that cute. Like, I really would have cussed that nigga out. Like, you mean get over your filth because I'm not attractive? Like,
I actually will. I'll get right over it.
I'm gonna get right out of this house and be over it immediately.
Over,
girl.
And out.
I was fine enough for you to invite over here, but not fine enough for you to actually pick up your shit. No, that's disgusting.
Are you
move
stupid?
Right, move right on from that, and just don't even look twice back at that nigga. So
You should have laughed in his face and just turned around and walked out.
just straight like that.
Not even a word. Just been like, oh, so you want to move into the bedroom, and just open mouth cackle and walk out the door.
There's something here about Harry Potter, but I don't know if you were into that. This person thinks that I was, which...
That's actually funny because I just started watching all the Harry Potter movies from the beginning.
Really?
Like a few nights ago, yeah.
I've seen half of the first one.
Wow.
My ex-girlfriend was really into it, and so she bought it for us to watch, and I was just
they
bored
were really good books.
To tears.
But I mean, I feel like I read the first Harry Potter book when I was in like fifth or sixth grade. Like,
right.
It was,
and by that time, I was probably in college.
So,
but this is something about getting sorted. I don't know if you know about that or if that's
yeah, it just
any.
Means what.
Are you Slytherin or Hufflepuff or Pottermore? Oh, no. Pottermore is the app. Oh,
what?
She has a Pottermore subscription. Do you know what that is?
Hell no.
You know what? Let me just move on. So our next question comes from Sasha, who says, I'm a new mom and I've been married for several years and I have a great career. My husband and I have lived all over and we've traveled a lot. And now that we're parents, we've moved back home to be closer to family for the sake of the baby. However, since we moved back, I've realized I can't stand being around our family. Though they're an occasional help when the husband and I want a date night or need a babysitter, our family seems to think that we are an ATM. My husband and I both have really good jobs and we're doing well for ourselves, but I get very irritated when our mothers ask for payment to keep their grandchild or when they ask us to pay someone else's bills or order a pizza for somebody or throw out cash for things that don't include us. We've ensured our mothers have food and entertainment whenever they come to babysit, but I think anything outside of that is unreasonable. We're trying to build up our savings to start saving for our child's education and to buy a home. But how can we do that when our mothers, siblings, etc. feel like a cash cow has come to town and it's time to live off of us? I'm beginning to regret moving back. And as much as I want my child to be around his family, I'm not trying to go broke supporting other people or burn bridges because I have to say no whenever someone asks for cash. My younger brother recently asked if he could live with us for free. He's not in school, does not have a stable job, but wants to move in because our house is quote unquote peaceful. I told his ass no, and he said, it ain't like y'all ain't got it. And I got so irritated and haven't talked to him since. Am I being selfish? Should my husband and I be more generous? How do you set boundaries in this situation? Well, girl, I think first and foremost, like, this is your child. So if it comes down to like you feel like niggas are asking for extras because they're babysitting your kid or filling in so you and your husband can have a night out, the best way to get rid of that is to not give niggas a reason to think that you owe them anything. Like, if you don't want nobody asking for nothing, then don't ask nobody for nothing. Don't have them babysit if you don't want them asking for stuff that they feel like should come along with the babysitting and everything else. Like, there's a very easy way to keep niggas from asking for stuff that you feel like you don't have to, or that you don't necessarily owe them, or something that you shouldn't have had to deal with in the first place.
Right.
So, I don't know though. What would you do? Is this like a matter of just being like, nah, I'm not giving money to none of you niggas, and that's just the end of it? Or
if everybody
in your family is not doing well, and like you're the one who is, I guess that can put a certain amount of pressure on you that wouldn't exist otherwise.
I am the type of person who helps people who try to help themselves. And if I feel like you are not making an effort to help yourself at all or do the best that you can for you, then I'm not going to support you if you're not making an effort or doing anything else, or if you're just like a nuisance. No, because I feel like that's just enabling you. And I'm a person who is very much about my own personal time, me in my head, in my fucking home. Mm-hmm. So any reason that I need to just be like, so you know what? I'm going to be here and you are definitely going to be over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it. Yeah. So if you are acting up or you're on my general nerves or you're just being ungrateful or whatever, then you can sit your black ass right on over there and I'm going to be over here. And don't ask me no questions about it because it is what it is. Because motherfuckers will really take advantage of you, especially because, you know, if you're family or whatever and they feel like you're just obligated to do X, Y, and Z because y'all are related. Okay, girl, will you hold your breath and wait?
Yeah, I mean, because we're related means that you might be able to ask, you know, for money or help, sure, or somebody else couldn't even get that close. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say yes or no based off what I'm comfortable giving and what my family can afford to give and whether I feel like it's a smart decision with my money. And if you don't want to, then frankly, you just shouldn't have to. And I think probably to go even further, you just shouldn't, period, because people who do stuff for others and it's not out of like a genuine desire to, or out of like love and concern, are you doing it because you're mad and angry and bitter? Like, you might as well just keep it to yourself and not be bothered. So if I were you, I wouldn't reach out or ask anybody to babysit since you don't want to pay them for babysitting. Like, paying for food and cable or whatever, Netflix while somebody is at your house, is not money. Like, it just isn't. And I'm sure most grandmothers probably just want to be around their grandkids so they don't give a damn about money. But if they asking for money and you don't want to pay it, then pay an actual babysitter, because ain't nobody going to watch your kids for free. Other than that, I feel like, you know, it's up to you whether you want to say yes or no to anybody. That's totally your decision. And don't let nobody you know, make you feel bad for it, because when it comes down to paying these bills, them niggas ain't gonna be there. Like, it's gonna be on you and your man. So y'all figure out what works for your family.
Agreed.
All right. Our last question comes from Camille, who says, 2 years ago, I moved to a very white intolerant place because of my fiance's job. I really struggled in the beginning, having just graduated from an HBCU. Now we're about 3 months out from another move that will definitely put me back in my comfort zone, but I'm starting to feel like I did when I first got here. I have a handful of friends here, but most of my time I'm surrounded by racists and bigots of all ages and denominations. I know I don't have that long to still be here, but every day is a struggle. These people are absolutely insufferable, and I want to quit the whole shit. Please help me to deal, Camille. And I think the thing that struck me about this letter is that so many of y'all have emailed us stuff like this. Like, I've been dealing with something for a while, and now I'm getting to the very end of it, and I feel like I can't take it anymore. And that's pretty common. Like, for a lot of people, the end of a particular struggle or a time in your life is the absolute hardest part to get through. And a lot of people will just give up and decide not to go through it. Like, the calm before the storm, I guess, or not really, but the night before the dawn, I guess, is a way to look at it. Like, the night is always darkest before the dawn. Things get hardest right before they're about to turn around, but that turning point is coming. So just hang in there and try to keep on.
I just had a conversation like that last night, and I guess it's like, you just have to look at situations like that as like training. Asante calls it ninja training.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, it's just you, it's something that is beating you up to mold you into something greater. And once it's done, you can just be like, I'm so glad that that shit is over and I don't have to worry about it anymore. But yeah, that's life. Like, nobody, regardless of race, gender, finance, whatever, nobody goes through life without drama or trials or things that are difficult. And
yeah,
you just have to try and be patient. And if you are a person of any type of faith or religion, then talk to who you speak to.
But dealing with racists on a day in and day out basis is gotta be, well, I don't even have to say what it would be, because I've been through it. But it's just like, that's taxing, and it's just a constant assault on your good sense, because you know that these people are acting from a place that is completely void of reason or logic, and they're just being hateful assholes to be hateful assholes. So
I would just gas up my good four wheels and beat it, honestly. So I don't even, like,
fiance or no fiance,
I'm not even gonna lie to you. The moment that this letter was like, oh, I moved to a racist town for my fiance, I stopped listening. Like, I really, oh, okay. I just kind of checked out.
Cool.
So,
all right.
I don't really know why that happened.
Okay.
I will pray for you when we're finished. But worst case scenario, I've heard that gas prices have gone down these days since when I had a car last. You know, there are buses, trains, okay, planes, boats, wagons, bikes, scooters, all modes, just loads of different types of transportation for you to just get the fuck up out of there. And I don't know, go to Atlanta or Tyler Perry Studios. That's in Atlanta. Okay. You know, someplace black.
Yeah.
Or whatever you are.
All right. So I hope that helps you in some small way. Send your questions to ask3@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey guys, this episode is being brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. They will send you fresh ingredients directly to your door with new delicious recipes and step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from regular old Twitter cooks to seasoned home cooks. Short on time, they source the freshest ingredients, measure to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food to waste. They sent us some delicious things. I got like some sugar rubbed pork chops, and all of the ingredients and stuff came in this great packaging. It was really easy to cook. I'm doing a lot of cooking at home these days anyway, so it's really great because you get to see all of the ingredients it comes with and know exactly what you're going to be preparing and how to prepare it. And it's just fun and very easy if you're someone who's, you know, always on the go and just needs something to get done really quickly that tastes really great.
Yes, like if Yuri said, HelloFresh believes everyone deserves honest, natural, healthy, delicious food, and it's super easy to make. I got the lemon chicken, and everything you need comes right there in the box, and it's in a special insulated box so that your items don't go bad. It's just super convenient, very easy. So if you're looking into eating healthier and haven't had the chance to get started yet, you can do it now with HelloFresh and The Read. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com and enter code The Read when you subscribe for $35 off your first week of deliveries. That's HelloFresh.com and use promo code The Read for $35 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients, and they have a full-time registered dietitian on staff who reviews each recipe. So get started on your healthier eating today with HelloFresh and The Read. And now let's move on. Hey guys, I want to introduce you to Glossier. That's G-L-O-S-S-I-E-R. Glossier makes easy-to-use skincare products that make your skin look and feel better instantly. They're based right here in New York City, and they're getting a ton of buzz for their new face wash called Milky Jelly. That's exactly what it looks like. And while a lot of face washes out there end up doing more harm to your skin than good by drying it out, Milky Jelly is different. It's made with 5 different skin conditioners to leave your skin super soft and comfortable. Plus, it's gentle enough to use twice a day without stripping your skin, and it even takes off your makeup. I tried it and I was astonished at how easily my skin cleaned right on up. It was like just one wash and the makeup was right off. The cleaning power in Milky Jelly comes from the same cleansing agents that they use in contact lens solution, so it's tough on impurities, but gentle and safe enough to use on your eyes. You can even keep your eyes open while you're using the face wash. You can get started with the Milky Jelly Cleanser and a lot more of Glossier's great products by heading over to Glossier.com and entering code THEREAD in your shopping bag for 20% off your first purchase. If you're not happy with it, don't worry. Glossier offers free returns, so you've got absolutely nothing to lose. So again, go to GLOSSIER.com and enter code The Read in your shopping bag for 20% off your first purchase and get ready for the best skin day ever. Now let's finish the show.
All right, so we're back and it's time for The Read.
That's true. It is. Do you have a read this week?
Not really.
Hmm.
But I can just say two very quick things. First of all, I read today that Elizabeth Banks, who was in The Hunger Games and Walk of Shame and a couple other movies, Pitch Perfect, I think, mm-hmm. She's playing Rita Repulsa in the upcoming Power Rangers movie.
Okay.
I know this means absolutely nothing to you, but I just want to know.
Excuse you. I was all about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That was my shit. I used to rush home to watch it after school. When they unveiled the identity of the White Ranger, I was glued to the television sets. So
I never know.
I was so into it.
Days. So then Rita Repulsa has never been white. I feel like the original one or the first one was Japanese.
She's an Asian lady, right? Yeah.
And there were like 2 different women who played her that were Latina, I think. Mm-hmm. She's never been white. So this is odd for me. I do enjoy Elizabeth Banks very much as an actor. And I think that she'll do great in the role. But I just want to remind people again that this is the bullshit that we'd be talking about. And it's just going to be very strange to see a white Rita when there are just so many villains in this entire franchise. There's just never been a white Rita Repulsa. It's never happened. So, yeah. You know, that is weird to me. And I'm going to give it a side eye. I'm not going to give it a thumbs down or too much shade yet, because again, I feel like Elizabeth might be able to do well in the role.
Yeah.
But this is the type of shit that we'd be talking about and y'all would be like, oh, what are you talking about? It's just Power Rangers. And also, white people, please don't, like when we say that, when black people say things about putting your hands and things like that in their hair are getting too close, I'm going to have to let you know that also applies to my dog. Please do not feel like you need to put your face or mouth or anything like that on my dog's face or mouth. I don't even do that. And she's mine. So back the fuck up.
Your dog like that?
Yes. Like I took her to the vet today and the people, they always want to be like, and like kiss her and stuff. And I just be looking at them like, why are you like, get your face out of her face. Like, what are you doing? Like, first of all, she's 3 fucking months old. I don't know you. I don't know where you came from. Like, no, like
you sound
I get
like a
it.
New mother.
She's cute or whatever. And absolutely. But if anybody is going to be hugging and kissing on my goddamn dog, it's me, bitch, because she's mine.
Right.
Don't be doing that shit, bitch. Like you crazy. And it's not even just them. It's just like Ugh, stop it. Keep your hands and lips and all that shit. It's flu season. Beat it. Yes,
and it's disgusting outside. So I get it.
That's it.
I don't really have a read this week either. I also just have two quick things. Number one, I don't know if I'm relieved that Donald Trump lost in Iowa last night. I don't know. Did you keep track of the Iowa caucus?
I was jumping back and forth between, honestly, because I don't have anyone.
It's
like
hard
for
me to get energetic about these politicians. Kind of like how it's hard to get energetic about these celebrities because
I don't like
none of you
them.
Move me, right? I definitely do not want to vote for Hillary. I don't really think Bernie will win. I'm absolutely not voting for any of the Republicans, and none of you thrill me. But I watched it, you know, because I feel like this is something I ought to at least be marginally aware of. And I'm just so glad that Donald Trump didn't overwhelmingly smash in Iowa like all the polls said he would. I'm not saying that Ted Cruz is any better. Ted Cruz is actually much more worse in the real world because he actually has a realistic chance of getting the nomination, winning the presidency, whereas Donald Trump doesn't. Right. No, and he is total garbage. But I'd love to see Donald Trump fail at anything. So I did get some measure of glee out of that. I can't believe America has really made him a thing. Like, you've really put this bigoted, hot-headed, dumbass airhead in the position of being like the second most voted for politician in the Iowa caucus and like so close to securing the nomination for your party, like for president of the United fucking States. Like, y'all are just...
Donald Trump looks like a Ziploc bag full of sliced apples.
And there's just no lie there. There just isn't a single fucking falsehood. And I'm so tired of his face. Like, but after the caucus last night, I just have a feeling it won't be too much longer until he's gone for good. And so... just thank God for that. But
yeah, I think the Republicans have had their fun. They're like, all right, he said all the racist shit that we don't be getting to say. So
yeah,
that was really fun, you know, and shout out to you for having all of those buildings. We hope nobody, you know, sets them on fire or anything like that. But you got to get the fuck up out of our face now because somebody really needs to be president. And we don't want it to be Hillary Clinton. So,
and I don't. Hillary really thinks black people have forgotten the shit she said.
Like,
in 2008,
we're not,
and we haven't.
Stupid.
Girl.
We have brains and memories. I'm not voting for you. Like, I'm not gonna do it. Like, if it were to come down to Hillary or Donald Trump, then I would be really conflicted because part of me would be like, well, I'm just not voting. But the other part of me would be like, well, you need to make sure that you at least cast your portion of the fuck Trump,
right?
You know, lifestyle. Right. I just feel like I have to then go out and vote for this woman who I do not really see it for, just because I need to put myself. You know, I need to.
And I will resent you for that, America. The
absolutely.
Fact that I have to do this. Like, now I feel like I have to support this bitch because what other option are you giving me? There is no. Well, first of all, there's never going to be a real presidential front runner who is as liberal as I want them to be in certain areas, but I don't think it's going to get much better than Bernie Sanders. Also, don't think that the Hillary political machine is going to let Bernie Sanders happen.
That's not going to happen.
I really think Hillary feels like she deserves it. Like, she has waited for it and she has earned it, and 2016 is her fucking year, and she's not going to let no old ass Bernie Sanders come through and steal her fucking shine. She's not going to let it happen. Her and all her corporate sponsors. So... but anyway,
I mean,
fuck
can't
that
we
whole
just
situation.
Like break the internet and give Obama another term? Like, let's just do.
You mean break the Constitution?
That too. Let's just go for
fuck
three.
Fuck it all up.
Let's just give him another four. I don't understand why. Like, I don't. I'm
sure
looking
Michelle
at all of these debates
gone.
And all of these. Do you know what caucus means? Like, the origin of that word?
Isn't it like a meeting of white people?
No.
Oh, I was thinking because of the caucus.
Because I read that it's actually like a Native American term. And
oh.
It has something to do with like tribes coming together.
Oh, okay.
That's what I read anyway.
Oh, that makes sense if you think about the process itself.
So I was just like...
the delegates on each side and all that. But like,
Irony. Yeah, I'm just looking at all these white folk and Ben Carson like, well...
I'm ready for it to be over.
Anyway, I'm looking at all these white folks, including Ben Carson, and I'm just like, I just don't... There's nothing here for me.
Shout out to Ben Carson. Talk about he's going to be taking a short break from his campaign. Hang it up, sis. It is over. Like, You're not even in the top three, girl. This is past.
Go back to patching up brains and not using yours, because
this is past the super dramatic moments on how to be America's next top model. Like, you're not there. You're not in the running.
It's like right after the makeover and they just cut off all her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, now Ben Carson feels ugly, and so she's going to go home.
I have four pictures in my hand, but five beautiful girls in front of me. Like, you're just not the one, sweetie. It's not it. It's not happening for you. So I'll be glad to see his ass gone. Thanks for coming through and ruining a generation of young black kids who looked up to you, by the way. We really fucking appreciate that.
Like,
it was dope of you.
Misty Copeland's getting a documentary on PBS.
Oh, good.
So there you go, young black kids.
I love Misty Copeland.
Somebody else. There's a really great documentary coming.
My favorite thing about her story is that she started ballet when she was so old, like in her 20s, I think, or maybe in her late teens, way past the point where any of the like professional super good ballerinas started. Most of those girls started at like 2.
Yeah.
And she just came through and just like that ascended the ranks and just came out of nowhere and snatched everybody's fucking wig. It's just,
and I know that hater.
Yes, and you're just sick at her black ass. But anyway, congrats to Misty. The other just really short thing I wanted to say is, like, tourists, honestly, I've given y'all so much because I used to be a tourist and I come from a very small place where nobody ever really goes voluntarily. So I understand you get to a big city and it's new things and you don't understand that a sidewalk is for walking. And here we don't stop in the middle of the sidewalk because that means all the people behind you suddenly have to stop and then you impede the flow of traffic and all that. I get that you don't know these things. So I try to give tourists like a lot of leeway because I understand you don't know how the city works. But when in Rome, do as the fucking Romans do. And if you see that everybody is standing to the right on the escalator and walking to the left, do not move your ass to the left and stand there so that you can continue to have a conversation.
So stupid.
With your fuck ass daughter or whatever. Like, nigga, just move over and stand in front of her ass so the people who want to walk can walk up the left side of the escalator. Just like basic shit like that.
Basic etiquette.
If you are getting on the train and you see that there is no space for your ass to fit in the seat, please do not attempt to slide your ass into those 6 inches of space anyway. It doesn't fit there. All you're doing is making the people on either side of you extremely uncomfortable and fucking up the whole row. You're going to have to wait till somebody gets up and then there's enough space for you to sit down. Trying to shove your ass in the seat. Like, girl, we just don't need all that. But the thing that is really annoying me today, and it's not even necessarily geared to tourists, but when niggas try to holler at you on the train, but like don't even give up their seat. Like, we'll be sitting on the train and reach around 7 other people to tap on you and pull your coat and have you turn around and all this, and I'm taking my headphones off like, damn, like, what is this? Like, what is it now? And this nigga talking about, what's up though, ma? Like, no, it ain't no what's up though, ma. It ain't no where you doing. It ain't no where you come from. It ain't no where you headed. It ain't no what you do. Like, are you really sitting here trying to, like, throw game? Like, you really trying to holler at me? Like, the end goal is for you to get my phone number or for us to sleep together, go out on a date, like something. Like, you are really trying to holler at me right now and you don't even have like the courtesy to get up from your seat. Like, you can't holler at no woman while you're seated and she's standing, brother. Like, you just look stupid and dumb and it's a waste of my time because I'm never gonna go out with you. So how about you just refrain from catching anybody's attention while your ass is seated on the fucking train. If you have a seat on the train in the middle of rush hour, you just consider that a fucking blessing. Sit there and enjoy your ride and then get off and go on about your day. And really, that goes for the vast majority of interactions in New York City. There's no need to talk to me or anybody else. Like, why can't we all just put on our headphones or our earmuffs or our meditation devices or whatever the fuck we use and then go out into the city and just make our fucking way through without inconveniencing or irritating the shit out of anybody else. We can all just follow these rules that pretty much only exist here and in other major cities because there is such a huge problem with traffic flow and just the pure number of goddamn people that you have to interact with on a daily basis. But if we all just follow the simple ass rules, like not stopping in the middle of the fucking sidewalk or not standing on the wrong side of the escalator or taking off your fucking backpack when the train is packed and everybody is ass to nose. Like, it's just little shit that we can all do to make the ride more comfortable for everybody else. So just take a second to not, I'm not even saying you have to go out of your way to do something kind. Just take a second to not be a dickhead, please. That's all I'm asking.
And I really want to remind you all that when I have headphones on, I don't want to talk to you. Like, and I feel like a few of you are confused, and maybe you're not clear. I just don't think headphones are not just for listening to music or podcasts or audiobooks or prayer CDs or whatever. Like, they're also a really great way of blocking out everything that's going on outside of them. That's why God invented noise canceling devices and these headphones and things like that, so that I don't have to hear anything besides what's going on in my headphones. If you see me with headphones on, it doesn't mean that I'm just listening to music and just having a good time. You should just come up and approach me or whatever. If you ain't got no emergency, you see me with headphones on, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to talk to you. Like, I very clearly have headphones on because I'm in the zone, and all that I want to do is get to my final goddamn destination and be done with it. That's it. So unless
you have,
like,
people are like so excited. You still just looking like, okay, I'm not here to do this, girl. Like, not with your ass today. I get it, though. Like, sometimes I'm just not in a great mood.
I just don't. Because then I have to, like, pause what I'm listening to. And then it's just like this whole transition of me having to, like, stop the music or whatever and take off my shit so I can hear what you're saying or whatever. And you'd be like, oh, hey. Like, I mean, so you really stood here and waited for this whole process in order to say, oh, hey, or your backpack's open. Like, whatever. Yeah. I'm ornery today. I just don't feel good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get it. So you just kind
but
of
but that doesn't
mad
change shit.
World.
Don't leave me alone. I don't
you
care.
Have been so, what is the word, crotchety today. You've been very, like, you kids, get off my lawn.
I mean, my read was actually going to be the Love and Hip Hop thing, but I did that earlier on because I just couldn't hold it. Because, Queen, what are you doing? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, go somewhere. Like, all y'all hoes are aggravating as fuck. Who's Mariah Lynn? Like, what are y'all bitches doing?
Mariah,
like, why
Lynn
is she
the white girl.
Still, she's
whose mama is back in jail. Like, it's it. I understand why you don't watch it anymore. Honestly, I do. It's all trash. It's just utter and complete garbage.
I just don't understand how it's like. Still, it would be one thing if it would be like, so this is Love and Hip Hop, the semi-scripted, whatever. Like, if they were just, I don't know.
But then nobody would watch it. It would be like the has and have nots.
People would still. People would absolutely still watch it because. Everyone, it's not like it's a secret that it's fake. Everybody knows that it's not real, and y'all be watching it anyway because you find it entertaining, and that's fair. But I think for me, it's almost, I think I find it insulting. And I'm sure I've said this before, because it's like you're trying to convince me that all you hoes knew each other for however many years, and you all been, you know, best friends since the cross and all this shit. And I'm just like, why are you lying to me like I'm stupid? Like, I just don't, like it. Like, none of y'all has been friends like Cynthia and Nene, because Cynthia would shove Nene out of the way of a
bus. Have you been watching?
And get hit by it before.
Have, like, you been watching Housewives of Atlanta?
She would lay down and die for Nene Leakes.
I could not believe how quick Cynthia, like, but it took like 30 seconds.
Actually, thank you for bringing this up.
All right.
Kenya Denise Moore. I don't know if that's her middle name. I don't give a fuck. Keep your hands, feet, weave, and other objects to your motherfucking self.
Thank you.
And this goes for every other one of you motherfuckers who likes to enter people's personal space and then play the victim when you get your shit wrecked. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't put things in people's faces. Don't stand up and grab people's chairs. Don't be getting in people's faces and pushing them to the point where they gotta knuck when they butt. Just don't do it. Yeah. Like, just don't do it. I am so sick and tired of that woman. Like, it's just, it is ridiculous to me. First of all, if we want to get to the bottom of the bottom goddamn line, Kim Fields, regardless of whatever the fuck goes on behind the scenes of that fucking show, Kim Fields has a filmography.
Yes.
She has a catalog. She has credits. She has a full goddamn IMDb. So as much as you want to be calling her Tootie or whatever, be trying to play like it's shade, girl, besides Miss Bozak and her three good goddamn lines on Martin, what have you done?
Right.
Besides make Velvet kill her goddamn self because she was tired of your psycho fucking antics. Get your shit together. Stop
She's a
it.
Miserable
like,
bitch.
What are you, like, I, you would have never done that shit to Nene. You would have never done that shit to Candy. You would have never done that shit to Phaedra. You doing that shit to Kim because you know that she is not argumentative and that she would have got up and walked away. And that's exactly what she did. But if she would have got up and picked up that chair and knocked your ass back to that pageant, bitch, you would have been crying.
Like, it Portia. Been, just like when she got all in Portia's face with that wand and shit. I'm like, bitch,
you
Portia should have beat your ass.
Antagonize people like that and get into their circumference and then be shy. If you're going to do that, you need to have hands. Period.
Right.
You can't be doing that and then not fight or not be prepared to fight. No. Right. Nobody stands up or gets in people's face like that but can't fight. That's just dumb. It's not. 2 and 2 doesn't equal 7. Stupid you can't bitches. Do that. It's never, you're not going to make that work. That's how you're trying to put a triangle in the circle. It don't work. If you can't fight, if you're not a fighter, if that's not who you are, girl, that's fine. But keep your hands to yourself. Stop running around and trying to push people and pry people or whatever and then be surprised when your ass get bit, you dumb bitch.
I can't stand her. And like, for all Kim Fields may be boring and just not well suited for the show, which is very true, and weirdo bringing her kids on Jamaica and all this shit when the rest of y'all are there for thought activities. I
now
get
the babies
it.
Deserve fishing festival. Like, I feel like the babies deserve oxtails. The babies deserve that experience.
I'm not saying she shouldn't have brought the kids. I'm saying I wouldn't have brought the kids on this show.
Right.
Like, not with these bitches.
I'm still trying to figure out why Kim Fields was like, oh yeah, sure. Like, right. She just doesn't, I don't know if maybe she has social anxiety and so she felt like maybe this would help her get
her
out of it.
It's her year of yes thing.
Right. Maybe this is her year of yes. She ran Shonda's book and was, somebody called her the day after. I'm like, do you want to do Real Housewives? And she was like, well, Shonda's doing well, so I guess I'll say yes. And
but
now she regrets it.
I understand. I've said yes to 2 things this year and did them and was like, huh, wish I would have said no to that. Like, 2 things I would have normally said no to. So I understand, you know, girl. Sometimes we take a misstep. But if
When I found out D'Avion was her sister, I said, oh, so then D'Avion can be the one to beat her motherfucking ass then. Or their mama. Right. Like, I don't understand. But Kim clearly is not trying to fight nobody, maybe because she's mom or she's
and not
TV
trying to argue
whatever.
Either, which I admire her for. I'm
I
not
like
going to
sit
here and argue with you stupid bitches. I'm not going back and forth with you. And Kenya is the type who gets mad if you feel like, okay, girl, you're not worth the argument. Like, you're just not, though. Like, you can't be mad because I don't want to waste my energy sitting here debating your stupid ass when you've already proved to me that you don't know what the fuck you talking about. So talk to you for what, stupid bitch? I'm not a fan of Kenya's. I'm not. The whole thing with her mama is sad, but everything else she does on this show is just like contrived bullshit. Girl, you want to be the new Nene so desperately. I just can't do it with you. So.
And your house looks like a salad spinner. While you talking all this shit to everybody else, you need to swirl that shit up. That's right. What you need
Clown
to do.
Clown in Chateau Charest. Like, your house is not inhabitable. Like, or it's not habitable. Like, you can't even, you said that like you live there.
It doesn't
take that long. You girls talking about, oh, it just takes so long to build houses and all this. Not when you have the money for it. Not when you have the money for it. When you have the money to pay your builders and nobody has to take breaks because the check didn't clear and all that shit. You can get your house up in a year or less, girl. It is very possible. It doesn't
How does your house have pus?
Okay. All right. So
I hate
I'm disgusted.
You. I hate her.
Thanks for bringing
Get
up Kenya.
Off.
Super, really appreciate that. That wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr at This Is The Read, and check out our website, thisistheread.com. Let's see. I have a little bit of news coming up on February 28th at the Barry Ballroom here in New York City. It is Every Single Word, the Oscars. If you're familiar with Every Single Word, it's this really great project started by Dylan Marin, where basically he just has these videos up of every word spoken in a film by a person of color.
Oh, yeah. I've
from
seen
like
that.
These huge blockbuster movies. And it's normally like
three seconds
worth of dialogue. Like in The Fault in Our Stars, it was literally the doctor going, that's interesting.
The
oh,
end.
You poor girl. And that's the entire video. So anyway, he's put together a panel to kind of come together and watch these white ass Oscars and have commentary to go along with it. I will be participating along with my friend Francesca Ramsey. You guys know Cheska Lee. And
oh, shit. Congratulations to Francesca on her new gig
yes,
at the Nightly Show.
Working for the Nightly Show now. Yes. Congrats, mama.
Writer and contributor. So proud. And I know you're going to fuck it up.
Yes. And Decoded is up for a Shorty Award, I think, too. So shout out to Francesca. Francesca doing big things. Anyway, you can get tickets at BoweryPresents.com for the Every Single Word event. We'll be there basically clowning this white ass racist event. Should be fun. So see you guys there. Do you have any news this week, Kid Fury?
No, but I wanted to say that you can still do your part to help the people of Flint, Michigan. You can go to places like United Way, Genesee. They've got like a Flint water fund. I mean, I would suggest that you do some research because I don't know, you know, I know some of these organizations. I don't know enough about all of these organizations.
The charities, right.
Right.
They don't all do what they say they're supposed
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So do your Googles first, but they're definitely not the only place that you can go to donate. If you're anywhere in the area, you know, you can go and do something because
right.
there are people out here bathing their kids in brown water and shit.
Oh my
and
God.
It's just not.
And see, I've wanted to talk about the Flint situation, but not because it's so goddamn heartbreaking and completely inconceivable that politicians would actually allow their citizens to live this way, like deliberately set them up to live this way. But at the same time, I'm not really surprised by it at all. And I've heard that, like, there's a real fear that there are undocumented immigrants in Flint who aren't getting access to water because they're afraid that they'll be asked for ID or to prove their citizenship in some way to get fucking water. Like
water.
Like water.
Thing, like a basic life necessity.
And the Donald Trump supporters would say, well, you're not supposed to be here anyway, so you don't deserve no clean water. Clean water, girl? You willing to kill people over clean water because they're not supposed to be in America, a place you ain't supposed to be either?
Okay. You want
to
know
that's
why
real
I'm
interesting
exhausted.
To me. That's like, real right. I'm just, like I'm actually, I think I'm burnt out on bad news. It's just been nothing
everybody's
but stress.
Dropping dead and all kinds of stuff. Like, I'm just,
I need a vacation, man. I need just like a break. It's
like,
been a lot.
Get me to LA now.
Oh, yeah. You don't leave like first thing.
Good.
I'm so jealous.
Bye.
All right, so in that case, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
All right.